sent to be. And this month, it's the practice of learning by heart. And it's the concept that we have writ upon our hearts, the very presence and truth and love of the divine. And it's realizing that that is there. But this chapter is also about memorizing certain mantras and prayers that you can carry that are writ upon your heart as well, but that you've learned with your mind and that you can then embody as you speak and live those prayers, those reminders of divine presence. The heart is the vessel of love. And love, of course, is the greatest commandment in not only Christianity, but all world spiritual traditions. When we come from a place of heart, we come from a place of love, of grace, and of peace. The importance of that is found through world scriptures all around. Here are a few. Buddhism. Let a man cultivate toward the whole world a heart of love. Confucianism. To love all men is the greatest benevolence. Hinduism. One can best worship God through love. Islam. Love is this, that thou shalt count thyself very little and God very great. Sikhism. God will regenerate those in whose hearts there is love. Judaism. Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and thy neighbor as thyself. And Christianity. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that is born of God knows the greatest commandment is that you love. And so to navigate light and life with that presence of love and of peace changes us and changes our world. Saint Brendan is the saint for this month. And he is known as the navigator, the great navigator. His prayer is the one that I read this morning. And I love that his story was about being willing to go out into the unknown and to allow the divine to carry him where he meant to be and to be with him all along the journey. We all love being in safe harbor. And safe harbor is important, a place of sanctuary, a place to prepare yourself for the journey. Many of you I know are sailors, and you don't set sail to sea until you check your boat. You get the stores ready. You make sure the sails are in good condition. You do the preparatory work so that you can then do your journey. And so that safe harbor is an important part of the journey. It's the oasis out in the desert. And so many times we get so busy with life that we literally feel at sea and overwhelmed because we forget that part of the journey is to find those moments, those people, those places that are safe harbor for us. And I believe that within our hearts, we all carry a safe harbor, a place of love and peace and presence that is ever with you. And when you go into prayer or meditation, or when you use a mantra or a chant, you connect that outer world with that inner truth that is writ upon your heart. One of the things that she mentions in this chapter is the Celtic tradition of what she calls the temple of memory. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? The temple of memory. It's holding that which has gone before in sacred space. And if we can Give thanks for that which has gone before. Receive its blessings. Heal and release what no longer serves us. Then those memories become rich support for us in this moment and assist us in moving forward. Remembrance is a part of the spiritual journey that is so important. I don't know about you all, but when I leave a port, even on the ferry, I'm looking ahead where I'm going, but I frequently also glance behind as I leave wherever it is I've been. I'm saying thank you for this, and then shifting my gaze forward as the physical movement starts moving forward. And that temple of memory is also the place where we store those spiritual toolkit pieces that are there with us wherever the journey takes us, even into unexpected and dangerous or frightening places, places that challenge us, cause us to feel anger or resentment or fear. Those places exist, but in the temple of our memory are little pieces that we can use whenever we need them. We say the prayer of protection at the end of each service. We sing the peace song together. Those are things we all know by heart here at Unity. And I know I've used them on many, many occasions. This is part of all the world's spiritual tradition. Prayers and mantras and sayings that you hear so much and you know so well, it sings in the temple of your memory, and all you have to do is open the doors, and that memory and that remembrance and that faith and hope and grace pours forth to light your way wherever you are. In the Christian tradition, we have the Lord's Prayer, the great and beautiful prayer that encompasses everything. It encompasses our oneness. It starts with our Father, not my Father. From the very beginning, it's an inclusive prayer of oneness. It reminds us to see the presence of God here and now. It's a prayer that reminds us that all of our needs will be met. It's a prayer that reminds us that if we do our spiritual work of forgiveness, that it creates new life for us as well as for others. And then in response, we will be gifted with that as well. The 23rd Psalm from the Hebrew Scriptures is one that most people know almost completely by heart. Again, a universal prayer of moving through the world as though we're under the guidance of a great shepherd, and that wherever we journey, even in the darkest places, the divine presence is there. And even in the midst of challenge, the divine presence is there. The prayer of St. Francis of Assisi is one we all know and hold dear. Unity prayer of protection is one. There are so many. Gandhi shares a story that I've shared with you before that's about the importance of prayers and mantras and chants. And he said mantras are particularly important because they're so short and easy to hold on to. No matter what is happening, it's easy. You can reach for that and know you're not alone. I know one I've used for years is the one that's on the wall in the Peace Chapel at Unity Village and in our Chapel of Light here that is simply, peace, be still. There have been so many times in my life I have used simply, peace, be still. The night before I left Dallas to go to ministerial school and was saying goodbye to Lane the next morning, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I've given up my career, my home, my family, my friends to take off to go to Unity Village to be a minister, and I'm not even sure if I have the gifts and the talents to do that, but I know I'm called. And I woke up about 2 a.m. and my heart was beating out of my chest, and I was terrified. Leaps of faith do that to you. Leap anyway. But so I could leap anyway, I remembered my prayers in the chapel at Unity. And I used peace be still. And it started off with peace be still, peace be still, peace be still, peace be still. And then I could peace, breathe, be still. David reminds us there's a comma there. Peace be still. And after a few minutes, it really settled in. It was writ on my heart, and I opened the temple of memory and let those words sing to me and then through me so that I could settle into that presence of peace that the divine is. When I was on my way down this spring to Bremerton to the hospital, when they weren't sure if I was having a heart attack or not, luckily it turned out it was just low potassium, which was an easy fix. But that was the first time I'd ever been in the back of an ambulance where I wasn't one of the caregivers back when I was a nurse. And so here I am. I've been there as friend and companion. I've been there professionally, but now I'm on the mat. And I'm laying there, and one of the things I told the guy is I said, let me know if I need to answer any questions. I said, but other than that, I'd like to just be still and pray and meditate on the way down. And he said, oh, absolutely. So that's what I did. And I started with peace be still. And then I did all shall be well. That is another wonderful one that is short and easy to use. All shall be well. Simon has a beautiful chant where he's added that to music. But all shall be well. It is amazing how that will shift you from whatever is going on right now into that presence that reminds you you're not alone. It reminds you that all things work together for good for those who love and serve God. Doesn't say all things are good, but they all work together. All shall be well is a short and simple reminder of a really profound spiritual concept and piece of faith. It's said that if you chant or if you sing your prayers, in the Benedictine tradition, they chant the Psalms. If you add music and voice to it, they say it as though you have prayed twice. And so when I did All Shall Be Well going down in that ambulance, I sang it. We all know that one. All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well, all shall be well, all shall be well. All manner of things shall be well. Just singing it there, didn't it? It's like, that comes from that temple of memory on your heart. When we navigate life, we're called out of the harbors of our prayers and meditations of chants, out to experience life. One of my favorite pieces that I use at memorial services is that it's that making that transition to death is like we're all standing on this shore, and the person who has died is like a great ship that takes off across the waters. And the person sails off until we can't see them anymore. But they haven't gotten any smaller. The ship hasn't changed. It's just our ability to see them. And that at the same time where we can no longer see them in that moment, there are eyes on the other shore who see the ship approach. Look, they're coming. And those welcome the ship ashore at its new harbor. Life is like that, not only in birth to death, into shifting between realms, but just in our daily life. There are times where we need to be tucked in and gift ourselves with that oasis, that sanctuary, that safe harbor. And then there are times to be called forth. There's a wonderful passage that Lane actually has on his wall that was one that Bill Davis gave to him. And it comes from Grace Hopper, and she says this: "A ship in the harbor is safe, but that is not what ships were made for." We are made to go forth and to navigate the world and the seas. Our bodies are the hull of our ships. It's the vessel, it's the container that carries us into the world. Our mind is like the tiller on a sailboat that guides a boat this way or that way by our choices and our consciousness. It adjusts the direction of where you're going. Our hearts are like the sails that are put up to catch the wind. And that heart that catches the wind of the sails, chants and mantras and music all fill those sails and give you the energy to trust the journey forward and to be willing to move forward with love and with passion. Our soul is like the keel, that's the balance that helps things stay balanced when we remember to stay centered. So even though we may heel over with the wind, that is what keeps us from flipping over. And then when the wind calms, we straighten back up. Mantras are like helping us align to true north. Gandhi said a mantra is the most important spiritual tool you can have, because it's quick and it's easy, and it's like looking up in the northern hemisphere at the North Star and then calibrating where you are. The story that he tells that I always love is about the elephant going through the village. And elephants are curious creatures, just like most people are. And as the elephant goes through a village, it wants to explore and investigate and check out everything. And so it puts its trunk into all of the stalls and at everybody, and it's its way of exploring and interacting with the world, but it causes great chaos. And he says, but if you give an elephant a stick to hold in its trunk, it walks peacefully through the very center of the village and can encounter everyone but doesn't cause chaos. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all go through our world and encounter one another without chaos? The mantra is something that helps you remember that. The Buddhists call it monkey mind. We all know that when our minds go 1,000 miles an hour, and almost inevitably they take you into places of fear and doubt. Monkey mind loves to keep things stirred up. It's like the elephant's trunk. A mantra, it's like giving the elephant a stick. It's like giving the monkey a beautiful, sweet piece of fruit. It's not a punishment. It's a sweet piece of fruit that it can sit down and eat for a moment. That's the sweetness of the energy that pours forth through the temple of memory. I've always loved something Louisa May Alcott said, and I use this in my life all the time. I am not afraid of the storms, for I am learning to sail my ship. The storms come. How do we navigate? How do we move through? How do we enjoy the adventure of sailing in this world, of learning new things, experiencing new things, and at the same time doing it with an inner sense of peace and grace? Prayer is the perfect navigational system. Chanting adds another layer of prayer. You can't chant wrong. One of the things that I learned with the Benedictine tradition is I can open the Hebrew scripture to a psalm and I can chant it. There's no right or wrong way to do it. I do it by myself so there's no one listening if the melody isn't quite good. But you'll find what I've discovered is when I first start, I'm really tentative, and then I find the rhythm. And the music and the scriptures soar together. I had an experience a number of years ago when I first came here. I'd been here about a year. I've been here 18 and a half years now, which is amazing. And Jimmy Twyman invited me to come and to be one of his co-leaders on a retreat in Assisi. And I talked about St. Francis and particularly his relationship with St. Clare and the power of love. And one of the things that we got to do was we met in Assisi and then we did a peace walk to Rome. And in one of the villages along the way, one of the little mountain villages, we got there and different people, we were walking at different paces, and I found myself in this beautiful, beautiful old church. And I went in to pray and meditate, and there were people from the village in there. There were people that I noticed from our pilgrimage that began to come in. And then someone began to chant, and they did a toning chant where it had no words, but yet it was filled with spirit, and they toned, and the sound just soared and opened our hearts, and then someone else joined, and then someone else joined, and I sat there, and I thought, oh, I can't do that. I won't sing in key, and then I got so uplifted by what was happening, I closed my eyes, and in that prayer, in that sanctuary, I found myself opening up and toning as well. And it felt wonderful. It wasn't something my mind decided to do, because it was going, no, you can't do that. But my heart was filled to overflowing, and some spiritual essence writ upon my heart came forth through my mouth and let me be a channel of sharing that moment with my own voice and presence. We're all called to do that. Too often we're afraid we don't do it right. We won't have the right words to speak to someone. We won't do the right thing. But writ upon your heart is the truth and the power of love to transcend everything and to unite one and all. It comes in and through and as us. So use your mantras. Use your prayers. Use your chants. Whenever you're feeling like you want to connect heaven and earth in a given moment, whether you're in a moment of fear and anxiety, a moment of great joy and celebration, all of those call for us to open our hearts at depth and to let the song of the soul come through. There's an anonymous saying that I'd like to close with. The winds of grace are blowing all the time. We only have to set our sails. So set your sail. Allow the wind of spirit through mantra and chant and prayers to infill you and to remind you you truly are a beloved child of God, and within you is a temple of memory that the world needs and wants for you to share. Let us pray. Sweet, sweet Spirit, abiding presence of the divine, we open in willingness to be channels of your presence, your love, your peace, your grace. In the midst of this world, we are willing to live the prayer of Saint Brendan. Help me to journey beyond the familiar and into the unknown. Give me the faith to leave old ways and break fresh ground with you. Christ of the mysteries, I trust you to be stronger than each storm within me. I will trust in the darkness that my times, even now, are in your hand. So tune my spirit to the music of heaven and somehow make my obedience count for you. I go forth willing to allow the temple of memory and the truth that is writ upon my heart to inspire me that I may be here to do that which is mine to do for the betterment of all. And so it is, Om Amen, and blessed be.